Chodesh Cheshvan is sponsored by Morty and Lorraine Stone, Lezecha Nishmas, Mr. Stone's father, Mr. Harold Levine, Olav Shalom, Rabbi Cheskel, Rabbi Yaakov Chanoch Halevi, and Mr. Stone's father. Oh, first one was Mrs. Stone's father, the next one was Mr. Stone's father, Dr. Harry Stone, Olav Shalom, Rasi Ben Rabbi Elazar, Olav Shalom. Just one quick announcement. I should have done this before the recorder was turned on, probably. But this morning at Minyan, it was a little bit of a rough go. So if we could make an extra push to perhaps everyone, let's put it this way: there are 15 guys in the yeshiva. There should be more than 7 of them at the morning Minyan, one way or the other. So if we can make an extra push, it is part of the Seder HaYeshiva. Also affords you with an opportunity to eat a delicious bagel in the morning after davening, and to have an extra maybe little halacha seder or something before morning seder. It affords you with wonderful opportunities like that, not to mention being mechazik the yeshiva's minyan. If there are reasons that you can't come or can't come consistently, at the very least, if you can, let me know, or let Rabbi Levin know, or let someone who will definitely be here knows, so that we could know in advance to pull down enough high school kids to make it work. Meikara, not to have the high school kids join in at Shemona Esrei, you know. And they don't mind so much, but, you know, it's not, it doesn't seem like the right thing to do. We started yesterday, and we really got through a good chunk yesterday of the major sugya. Oh, one more thing. The higher-ups of HALB thought it would be a very good idea, and I think it's a good idea too, to have a special corner of Dvar Mayotz Min HaLev each week dedicated to Leif HaTorah, meaning a Dvar Torah each week, a Leif HaTorah corner of Dvar Mayotz Min HaLev with Dvar Torah from one of the Bachrim from Leif HaTorah. So Be'ezus Hashem, that will start up in 2 weeks from now. This week it's too late already. Vayera is the Yeshiva Shabbaton, so there's not going to be Dvar Meyotzim in Alev because we don't have distribution capabilities when none of the boys are at home. And Chayesara will be back. So I asked Rabbi Levin to do Chayesara. Figured that would be the appropriate way to kick it off. I do enough with the halacha stuff, I think, so I'm not going to give that one to Rabbi Levin. And then thereafter, maybe we'll make up a sign-up sheet. Maybe I'll do that. I'll put a sign-up sheet, Bli Neder or Meshtender, and you just sign your name for the week that you plan on writing Dvar Torah. Does not have to, if you've ever read Dvar Meyotz Min HaLev, you would know it does not have to be like the most earth-shattering Chiddush in the entire world to qualify as a Dvar Torah. All it really needs is English words that Alpirov makes sense. representing Leif HaTorah, hopefully it should be more than that. So maybe I'll make a sign up sheet for that. And speaking of sign up sheets, more 10-minute halacha suggestions are welcome and encouraged. So keep thinking, and obviously if you could think and then search it, see if I've done it yet, that would be even better. Then put down things that we haven't done yet. It would be fantastic. Okay. So yesterday, just to quickly review what we did yesterday, there is a Mishnah Maseches Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Aleph. The Mishnah is Machlokes Reb Elazar and the Chachamim. Reb Elazar says a person needs to eat 14 meals in his sukkah throughout the Yontif. The Chachamim say no. A person needs to eat one meal in the first night of sukkahs, and after that, if you're hungry, you eat. If you're not hungry, you don't eat. We had a fundamental chakira within the Shita of the Chachamim, because the Gemara went on to say that the reason for the Chachamim Shita is that just like in your house, if you're hungry, you eat. If you're not hungry, you don't eat. So it's in the sukkah. If you're hungry, you eat. If you're not hungry, you don't eat. Frak the Gemara, Ihachi, what about the first night? And the first night also, you should have the option to not eat. So the Gemara said, no, you don't have that option on the first night, because the Gzer Shava, Tezvav, Tezvav, Chamisha Asar, Chamisha Asar. It says Chamisha Asar b'chag HaPesach, it says Chamisha Asar b'chag HaSukkos. So just like Chamisha Asar b'chag HaPesach, the first night you must eat matzah. After that, if you're hungry, you can't eat chametz, so you got to eat matzah. But if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat matzah. So to b'chag HaSukkos, first night you must eat in the sukkah. After that, if you're hungry, you can't eat outside of the sukkah, so you got to eat in the sukkah. But if you're not hungry, you don't have to eat in the sukkah. So we had a basic chakira. What does that gzera shava mean? Does that gzera shava mean to tell me that tezvav tezvav is don mino mina, or don mina vuki ba'asra is the way we formulated that chakira? Or let's say it in English terms. Do we assume that gzera shava teaches me that the regular mitzvah of basukas teshu shivas yamim, of sitting in sukkah for 7 days, that applies throughout the entire Yom Tov of Sukkot is also operative on the first night. Elamai, there's only one difference. Throughout the rest of the days of Sukkot, it's optional. You can choose to do it or choose not to do it. But on the first night, it's mandatory. On the first night, there's no choice not to do it. You must do it. That's one possibility. Or do we say no? It's a new mitzvah on the first night. The regular mitzvah is always optional. The regular mitzvah b'sukkos teishu shivus yamim is ibayi achil, ibayi lo achil. It's always going to be optional, according to the Chacham, which is how we paskin. But on the first night, from Tezvav Tezvav, we learn that there's a new mitzvah, a separate mitzvah of achila b'sukkah learnt out from Pesach. Two basic nafkaminas. Number one, do the piturim that apply for the regular mitzvah of Besukas Teshvu also apply on the first night? Or do they not? Namely, mitzta'er. Mitzta'er is a pitur throughout the rest of Yantif. So if the first night is just an extension of that same mitzvah, then mitzta'er should be a pitur on the first night as well. Or do you say, no, mitzta'er is a pitur for Besukas Teshvu. First night is a new mitzvah. There's no pitur of mitzta'er for the first night. It's a totally different mitzvah. That's one nafkamina. We saw that that, in fact, seemed to have been a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rush, where Tosfos held that you only eat in the sukkah when it stops raining, but while it's raining on the first night, you would never be eating in the sukkah. Apparently, Tosfos holds that mitzta'er is even pater on the first night, meaning that the mitzvah on the first night is an extension of the same mitzvah that applies for the other 7 days of sukkahs. Whereas the Rush said, no, even if it's raining, you go in the sukkah and you eat in the sukkah, even in the rain. Apparently the Rosh assumes there's no Petur Mitzta'er on the first night of Sukkot. Why? Because it's a separate mitzvah. It's not an extension of the mitzvah that applies throughout the rest of Sukkot. That was one nafkamina. The other nafkamina is the shear. How much do you need to eat in the sukkah on the first night? If it's an extension of Besukas Teshvu that applies for all 7 days, so the Shir Achila and all other 7 days is Yoser Mikibetza. You need to have more than Kibetza, less than a Kibetza is considered an Achila Saraya and is not Chayiv in Sukkah. So then on the first night also, you should need more than a Kibetza. But if you're going to say that it's not an extension of the mitzvah of the 7 days, it's a brand new mitzvah that's derived from Chagamatzos, well, by Chagamatzos, you only need to eat a Kazayas. So maybe the first night of Sukkot, you also would only need to eat a kazayas. We pointed out that the Ran quotes two deos about whether you need a kazayas or yosemi kabeitza. The Ran himself has a different lundus in the machlokas, but there are these two deos in the Rishonim, and they would seem to fit very nicely as a nafkamina in our chakira, in our fundamental chakira. Then we pointed out lahalacha. Shulchan Aruch holds mitzta'er is pater. What seems to be the opinion of Tosfos, that mitzta'er is pater from sukkah. He doesn't say it explicitly about the first night, but he says it about sukkahs, and he never distinguishes between the other nights and the first night. So we have the right to assume that he means it about the first night as well. The mitzta'er is pater, meaning Shulchan Aruch holds that the first night is an extension of the same mitzvah that applies throughout all of the rest of Yantif, and therefore mitzta'er is pater. The Ramah holds, no, like the Rosh, a mitzta'er is chayiv on the first night in sukkah. Why? Apparently because the mitzvah on the first night in Sukkah is not an extension of the mitzvah throughout the rest of Sukkah. It's its own independent, separate mitzvah. And then at the end we introduced the third shita. The third shita, we'll call it the third shita, even though the person who said it didn't think it was the third shita, was the Gra. The Gra thought he was saying, he was just explaining Tosfos, but we're pretty comfortable saying that Pashup Shad and Tosos, and even if not Tosos, but definitely Pashup Shad and the Chuvas HaRashba, is not like the Gra says it. So we'll call the Gra third Shita. The third Shita is not that Mitzta'er is Pater on the first night, nor that Mitzta'er is Chayiv, and therefore you need to eat in the rain. Rather, Mitzta'er is technically chayiv as a human being who is mitzta'er on the first night. The gavra is chayiv to eat in sukkah, but he has no ability to do the mitzvah because his sukkah, so long as it's raining, loses the shame sukkah. When it's raining significantly into a person's sukkah, it loses the shame sukkah. So it's like a guy who doesn't have a lulav and esrog. A person who doesn't have a lulav and esrog, you don't say he's pater from lulav and esrog. He's certainly chayiv, but can't fault him. He's unable to do the mitzvah. He simply doesn't have the equipment with which to do the mitzvah. So that's how the Gra understands the first night. As a gavra, you're chayiv. The only thing is, you don't have any way to do the mitzvah because it's raining in the sukkah. So we asked yesterday, aside from the discussions, where the Gra got it from. So we pointed out how maybe he was medayik based on other halachas of mitzvah. Let's not go through that whole conversation again. But we asked yesterday, l'may nafgemina, whether a person is just pater from sukkah, that mitzvah is pater from sukkah, like the Shulchan Aruch holds, or if a person is chayiv, but he can't do it. So there's no sense in going in the sukkah, because it's not a sukkah anyway. Either way, when it's raining, you're not in the sukkah, right? So what difference does it make if you hold like the Gra, or if you hold like the Mechaber? Either way, end of the day, when it's raining on the first night, you're not in the sukkah. So l'may nafkamina. So I'm going to say a different nafkamina, but just during Seder this morning, Eitan Kastenbaum told me what I thought was a brilliant nafkamina. He said as follows. The halacha is that how much rain is going to be enough to pat you from sukkah. So the amount of rain, k'desh yisrach ha-makveh, that will ruin your food, right? What if you're an istinus, you're a person who's particularly sensitive, and even less rain causes you tzar? So generally speaking, if you're very sensitive and even less rain causes you tzar, mitzvah is a very personal thing. So if you're mitzvah from even less rain, you're pater from sukkah. If it's raining a little bit, not enough to ruin your food, and it causes you personal tzar, does your sukkah lose the shame sukkah? Pashas not. Shame sukkah is about the cheftza. Shame sukkah is determined by, is this the kind of sukkah that everyone would be pater from? Like the discussion we had about the Sircha de Gargishta, where the Gemara said Sircha de Gargishta, for some people it's smelly, so for those guys it's mitzdayer. But it doesn't lose the shame sukkah. You know what would lose the shame sukkah? If the kind of schach that you had was so smelly that no human being in the right mind could stand it. That would lose a shame sukkah. Shame sukkah is a universal concept. What's the nafkamina between the Gra and the Mechaber? Very simple. You're an istinus. It's the first night of sukkahs and it's drizzling. It's not very much rain. According to the Mechaber, the Petur Mitzta'er applies on the first night. If you're Mitzta'er, you're not Chayiv in Sukkah. That's personal. That would be enough. If it's raining just a little bit, you're Mitzta'er, so go inside. You're not Chayiv in Sukkah. According to the Gra, though, a Mitzta'er is Chayiv in Sukkah. It's just that normally when it's raining, he doesn't have a shame Sukkah. It's just drizzling, it still has a shame Sukkah. It's just going to cause you tzar, but it still is a shame sukkah. So then you would have to go and eat in the sukkah. You hear? I think it's a very, very strong nafkamina. Right? I think it works. Anyone disagree? Right? It stands. Okay, it's on. You win. Okay, I think it works. Yeah, that according to the Gra, a mitzvah is fundamentally chayiv to be in sukkah. It's just that he doesn't have a sukkah, because if it's raining, it doesn't have a shame sukkah. Mitzta'er is defined by what causes me tzar. Shame sukkah is defined by what would cause the whole world tzar. So if ever there's a difference between the two, you might have a person who's mitzta'er, but it will still be a shame sukkah. Meaning, let's say I'm very sensitive to drizzle. So even if it's just drizzling in the sukkah, I'm mitzta'er, but the sukkah is still shame sukkah. So if it's drizzling on the first night of Sukkot, according to the Mechaber, if I'm mitzta'er, I'm pater. So I can go inside, I'm pater from Sukkah. But according to the Gra, mitzta'er is really chayiv in Sukkah. It's just that it doesn't have a shame Sukkah normally when it's raining, but if it's just drizzling, it has a shame Sukkah. So according to the Gra, he should have to go back into the Sukkah. He's got a shame Sukkah. It will cause him a little bit of tzar, you know, but he'll deal with it. Mitzvah is chayiv in sukkah. I thought it was fantastic nafkamina. Yeah.
So the fact that the Mishnah gives an objective shear, so kind of tells you that maybe the Gra is correct. The fact that there's an objective shear, so that means objectively what's considered losing shame sukkah, not.
Oh, good. Exactly.
When you're uncomfortable, so the Mishnah might be telling you that.
Very good. That was my next point. We'll get that in a second. Yes.
Another person that really, like in the Euro shear, that when it's only Euro, you're telling that you're going to do it anyway, whether you'd be Nikra Hedyot, according to the Groh and the Chaver?
Whether you'd be Nikra Hedyot if you ate in the Sukkah. So, 1 second. So, if you say, like the Mechaber, that Mitzvah is Pater.
Maybe you would, according to that Shita, that if you'd have to go and do something that you're Pater from anyway, like showing.
But if you say that it's lacks shame Sukkah, so you say you wouldn't be called a Hedyot. Why wouldn't you be called a Hedyot?
If you say a Hedyot is like similar to Yura.
Yeah, why? Why? So why is that not Yura?
You're not showing that you're putter, but you're doing it anyway.
Because you're not doing it anyway. It's not shame sukkah, it's like eating inside. Eating outside. Yeah, that could also be. Very good. Okay, so we have several nafkaminas that I didn't think of. So now, in terms of what Yoni was referring to, Raya's to the Grah. The Grah is saying such a revolutionary thing, he's got to get it from somewhere, aside from just, you know, why he thought that's what Tosos meant, which we discussed yesterday. Where does he get this idea that when it rains, it's not mitztayer, it's just that it loses Shem Sukkah. It's a different patur. It's a totally different patur. So Rav Soloveitchik points out in Harei Kedem, I think this one is actually in the original Maromakomus, in source number 9, Rav Soloveitchik points out, very simple. There's a Mishnah Sukkah, Chav Chesem and Beis. The Mishnah is very clear. The Mishnah says, Yarduk on Chav Chesem Beis, Yarduk Shami Meimus Ay Mutal Lifnos. When it rains, when can you leave the Sukkah? Mishnah says, Mishatis Shachamakva. When it ruins your food, that's when you can leave the Sukkah. Good? That's when it rains. When it comes to Mitzta'er, we had a whole sugya about Mitzta'er, where the Gemara said, if you recall in Daf Chavav, the Gemara got into this whole sugya, this whole discussion about Mitzta'er. Now wait a second, is a Mitzta'er really Pater? Didn't we learn Cholel Misham Shavu Paturim? Which sounds like that a Mitzta'er is Chayav, that it's only a Cholel is Pater, and not a Mitzta'er that's Pater. The Gemara said, no, Mitzta'er is also Pater. Cholel Hu Misham Shavu Paturim. Mitzta'er only him, not as Misham Shavu. But the Gemara has a Havamina, that a mitzvah is chayiv. But the Gemara didn't know that there's a Mishnah in Chav Chesem Beis that says that when it's raining enough to ruin your soup, that you go inside. The indication what that indicates to you is that the whole discussion of the Gemara about mitzvah, ignoring enough in a Mishnah about rain, is that rain and mitzvah are two different patur. Mitzvah is a patur in the Gavra, your mitzvah, your patur, and the Gemara finally concludes, yes, there is such a patur. Rain is a din in the chafza. Mishatis shachamakfa is a din in the chafza that it loses the shame, sukkah. So that's one raya. That's one raya. That's what Yoni was saying. Just the Rav says it's just a little sharper by bringing in the sugya chavav also, right, to contrast. So that's one raya. It's not an insult if it wasn't as sharp as the Rav. That's one raya. The other raya, he says, which is a little of a less strong raya, is the mashal that the Mishnah gives on Chav Chesem Beis. The Mishnah says, when it rains on Sukkot, what's that like? Mashal ma'adavar domeh. Le'evet shabal limzo kos l'rabo v'shafach lo kiton al panav. It's like an evet who comes to pour a kos for his master, and the master puts all his, sprays the old pitcher in his face. He pours the old pitcher in his face. So the Rav says what that sounds like is that, not that he exempts you, but that he takes away your ability to do your job. Meaning the Eved has a job to serve the master, to pour the drink for the master. When he takes away your pitcher from which you're pouring the drink and pours it all out, a lot of people misread that Mishnah. It doesn't mean he takes the cup and pours it in your face. It says, you give him a kos, you come limzo kos, and he takes the whole pitcher and pours it out. So he takes your chefza shel mitzvah. He takes the kli through which you do the mitzvah and ruins it. So the mashal, if the mashal is exact, the mashal sounds like it's not a patur in the gavra, it's a din in the chefza. It's also pretty sharp, no? It's a din in the chefza that he loses the shame, chefza shel sukkah. Loses the shame sukkah. So that's where the grah, that's how the Rav Soloveitchik wanted to suggest, maybe that's where the grah gets this idea from. Now, halach l'maisa, how does all this play out? So how do we paskin? So normally, mechaber, ramah, grah. Who would you paskin like? Three-way machlok is mechaber, ramah, grah. So over here, thank God, we don't have to paskin. Mishnah Berurah says we're machmir for all shittos. Machlok is rishonim, just be machmir for all shittos. Question is, how do you do that? How are you machmir for all shittos? So let's take case by case. When it's raining, Let's say it's raining the first night of Sukkot. Leave out the waiting issue for a while. We'll wait on the waiting issue. We'll save that for later. Let's assume there's no such din of waiting. It's raining, and the weather forecast says it's going to be raining for a long time. So what do you do? Let's think it through. According to the Mechaber, Mitztayer is Pater from Sukkah. So what do? Eat inside, right? According to the Gro, what do? Mitztayer is Chayiv, but you can't do the mitzvah because it's raining, so eat inside. What can you do already? Yeah?
According to the Mechaber, there's no Kima back to eating in the Sukkah itself when it's raining.
Nikrahedyot. Probably Nikrahedyot. Right? According to the Ramah, this is the simplest case. According to the Ramah, if it's raining, I don't care. It starts chayiv on the first night. How much do you have to eat when you go in the sukkah? You need to eat in the rain because it starts chayiv. What's the lumdus of the Ramah again? That it starts chayiv. Why? Because it's a different mitzvah. It's not the same mitzvah as the rest of the 7 days. So what was the other nafkamina? So what's the shear then? How much do you have to actually eat in the sukkah? Because it's the same shear as matzah. It's a different mitzvah. It's like the mitzvah of matzah. So you would eat, according to the Ramah, you would eat a kazai. So if we're going to be machmir like all day else, in that case, it would mean, do like the Ramah. Go and eat a kazayis in the sukkah. Fantastic. So you went and you ate a kazayis in the sukkah. The Mishnah Berurah says this in Sifkat Mamad. Hey, I don't think we need to read it inside. So you went, you ate your kazayis in the sukkah. Now it's 11 o'clock at night and the rain stops. So now the sukkah's not dripping anymore, it's dry. Now what do? So let's think it through. According to the Ramah, do I need to dafka go outside and eat again? According to the Ramah. No, I already got my mitzvah. The mitzvah is to eat on the first night, and there's no Pitur Mitztar, so when I ate before, I already got my mitzvah. According to the Mechaber and the Gra, when I ate before in the sukkah, I was wasting my time. It wasn't a shame sukkah, I was ahead, whatever, I was pater, I was wasting my time. That wasn't a mitzvah. Mitzvah is pater. I came and I ate inside because I had no chiv to be outside. But now that it stopped raining, have I done my mitzvah yet? No. So what do I got to do? Go back in the sukkah. How much do I have to eat in the sukkah? According to the Mechaber and the Gra, the mitzvah on the first night, exactly, is an extension of the mitzvah. According to the Mechaber, at least, the mitzvah on the first night is an extension of the mitzvah of the rest of Yantif, which is the Kibetza. So when it stops raining later on, go back in the sukkah, make sure you eat at least a Kibetza. So far, it's pretty straightforward. In Hari Kedem, he tells the following story. It was raining the first night of sukkah, in Rav Moshe Soloveitchik's house. And because it was raining, they ate a kazayis in the sukkah, they came inside, ate the rest of the meal. The children went to sleep after the meal was over. Rav Soloveitchik was a little boy. I think someone told me you heard Rav Soloveitchik say the story. He was 6 or 7 years old. He was a little boy. 2 o'clock in the morning, it stops raining. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik goes and he wakes up his children. And he says, let's go. Got to go out to the sukkah. Before we ate, it was raining. We were only yotze according to who? The Ramah. Now we got to go back out and be yotze according to the Mechaber. So Soloveitchik, waking up, 7 years old, says, what are you talking about? To wake me up is mitztayer. According to the Mechaber, mitztayer is pater on the first night. Mitztar works for the first night also. So granted, forget about the tsar of rain, the mitztar of the fact that it's raining outside, it's not raining, you're right, but waking me up is mitztar. So what are you waking me up for? Mamshach, according to the Ramah, I was already yotze when I ate in the sukkah, because the Ramah holds there's no p'tor mitztar. According to the Mechaber, there's yes p'tor mitztar, so therefore you can't wake me up, because I'm mitztar. Typical 7-year-old. So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said to him, no, if you were Rav Moshe Soloveitchik in that case, knowing what you know now, he didn't back down. He said, you're missing something. What's he missing? The Gra. He says, you're right, according to the Mechaber, I don't need to wake you up, because Mitztar is Pater. According to the Gra, though, Mitztar is Chayiv. But you weren't Yotze before when you ate in the Sukkah, because it didn't have a shame Sukkah, it was raining. Now, guess what? We got a sukkah in our backyard because it's not raining anymore. Mitzvah is chayiv, so I wake you up and you go out into the sukkah. That's how the story goes. Interestingly, the Mishnah Brura paskins like the Rav, the 7-year-old Rav. I think he was molded to his father once here with his father. But when he was 7, Mishnah Brura paskins that at 3 in the morning you wake up, it happens a lot. If it's raining a lot, and the first night of sukkah, you wake up in the middle of the night, you look outside, and it's not raining anymore. Mishnah Brura paskins that you don't have to go out again. It's mitzvah at this point to get out of bed and whatever, bundle up and go outside. Smith Star, your potter. Bain Lurama, according to Rama, you were already Yotzi when you're Kazayas. According to the Mechaber, it's Mitzvah to go out, so you're potter. Rav Willig told us that he doesn't think so. He thinks that you should have to be Machmir against the Mishnah Berurah over here. If you wake up at 3 in the morning, get back out into the Sukkah. Why? Based on the Gra. And we should be Machmir for the Shitas HaGra as well. Yeah?
Why wasn't the Mishnah Berurah associated for the Gra?
It's a good question. I'm not sure. It's possible that he uses as a sniff lahakel the idea that it's after chatzos. I mean, it could be that if you hold that it could be that he learns that the gzer shavet tezvav, since it's possible the gzer shavet tezvav only goes up until chatzos because the mitzvah of matzah is only until chatzos on the first night of Pesach. So maybe he thinks that might be a limitation where you're no longer in tezvav territory after chatzos alayla. He doesn't say that, though. I'm just guessing that maybe that's why he thought you don't have to be choshish for the Gra, because anyway, the Mechaber and the Ramah go against the Gra, and even if you want to say like the Gra, maybe Tezvav only works until Chatzos. It's the best I could do. He does mention the idea of after Chatzos being different in Shaar Tzion, Sifkat and Samach Vav. If you look in source number 12, he says, Yotzer Mecha, when he talks about waiting, when he talks about how long do you have to wait for it to stop raining, so he says, you don't have to wait after Chatzos, because because that meal is supposed to really be done before Chatzos, because the Gzer Shavet Tezvav is really only until Chatzos. So maybe that's his lums. Maybe that's his svara. That might be what's behind his thinking. Once we're on the topic of being woken up in the middle of the night, what's the halacha in general? Oh yeah, Gary.
According to the Gra,
what's the shiur they have? So let's think. Mitztar is really chayiv on the first night, which means that it's not the same mitzvah as the rest of Sukkot. It's tezvav. So the shiur should be kazayis. So it's interesting. I meant to make that point. That when you eat a kazayis originally when it's raining in the sukkah, you come home 7 o'clock at night, 7:30 at night, it's raining, you eat a kazayis in the sukkah, you eat the rest of your meal in the house, 11 o'clock at night, you realize it stopped raining, you would then have to go into the sukkah and eat a kibetza, right? If you didn't realize, if it didn't stop raining at 11 o'clock at night, and you went to sleep at 11 o'clock at night, you wake up at 2 in the morning, and it stops raining. Now when you go back out into the sukkah, to be choshish for the shitas hagra, you would only need a kazayis. So it works out funny that way. Had you not gone to sleep, and went back out to the sukkah, you would need to eat a kibetza, because that's being yotzi the shitas hamachaber. Mechaber holds you need to eat a kibetza. But since you went to sleep already, now it's mitzvah to wake up, you're not being yotzei the mechaber anyway, because you're potter. You're only being yotzei the gra, and therefore you can get away with eating only a kazayis. Lekulei
Alma. Yeah. Once you're in the sukkah, though, wouldn't the tour of mitzvah fall away according to mechaber, in which case you'd have to eat a kibetza? Like, once you're already in the sukkah, therefore the tour of mitzvah.
That's a good point. That's a good question. Yeah, maybe.
Once you're there, you know.
Right. Once you're in the sukkah, you wouldn't have a p'tur mitztayr anymore. But I'm not sure. Because, yeah, I don't know if you could switch like that. Meaning, when I'm in bed, if I ask the shayla, the answer is, don't go. And if you're going to go, eat a kazayis. And then when I actually go, now it's going to turn into a bit. I'm not sure. That's a good point. I'm not sure. What about being woken up in the middle of the night in general throughout the Yantif HaSukkos? So there is a Rambam. The Rambam writes, Yardu Gshamim Harezin Nichnas Tatoch HaBayis. If it's raining, you go inside. Meim Esayim Mutla Lufnas Mishyad L'Toch Sukkah Tipo Shem Yipul L'Toch HaTavshil Yifsal Afil Tavshil Pul. Raining is defined as raining enough to ruin your food. Hayoch B'Sukkah Yardu Gshamim Nichnas HaBayis Paskar Gshamim Ein Mishchayim HaSalach Sol HaSukkah Ad Shiyig Marsu Dasa. If you go inside, you could finish your meal inside, even if it stops raining in the middle of your meal. Now here says the Rambam, Hayashen, if you were sleeping, V'yarduk sham b'layla, and it rains, V'nichnas l'toch habayis, and then you go inside, U'paskva g'shamim, and then it stops raining. So it's 3 in the morning, you're sleeping inside because it was raining, and now it stops raining. Ein matrich masolach so l'sukkah kolosu halayla, Elishan v'beiso, atchiyalam r'shachar. You don't need to go back into the sukkah. Stay home, stay in your house until Amud HaShachar. Says the Magen Mishnah, till Amud HaShachar, he quotes from the Gemara, it has a brisa, that Ein Matrich Nosolalos Ad Sheyeor. You don't need to go back into the sukkah. What does Sheyeor mean? Till you wake up. Some people don't wake up at Amud HaShachar. Most people don't wake up at Amud HaShachar. In fact, probably not going to wake up in a Amud HaShachar unless you're sleeping in a sukkah. So, the Gemara says Yair means Amud HaShachar. And then he quotes Yesh Misha Kasav. And he says, Pershu B'Gemara Mishayal Amud HaShachar. V'yesh Misha Kasav U'Shenayar Avul Yashin Ein Mi'irinoso. And even when the Gemara says Amud HaShachar, that's only if you happen to be awake at Amud HaShachar, then you need to get back in the sukkah. But if you're sleeping, we don't make you wake up while you're sleeping. So the Magen Mishnah quotes 2 days. What's the machlokas? Why yes wake up, why not wake up at Amud HaShachar? Why would I have, let's say I have, my children are sleeping, let's say they're over Bar Mitzvah and they're sleeping, and it's Amud HaShachar, and it's not raining anymore. So why would you say to yes wake them up, why would you say to not wake them up? So the truth is, to not wake them up is very passion. We had a whole long shiur about this once, about sleeping. Sleeping people, more than once probably, sleeping people are patur from mitzvos. Sleeping people aren't chayiv in anything. So they're sleeping. So they're not mechuyiv to have me wake them up. So if you look at Hari Kedem, the Rav in source number 15, he says, V'yafal gavda b'kol mitzvos hatar u'chashiv yashin k'misasi gupater. Even though typically, by all mitzvos, someone who's sleeping is considered misasik and is therefore completely pater, b'sukkah yesh chiddush miyuchad t'gam yesh and gam kein mekayim mitzvah sukkah. By sukkah, there's a special chiddush that even if you're sleeping, you're still mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah. U'memele chayiv ba. And since there is a chiddush by sukkah that when you're sleeping, you're mekayim the mitzvah, memele must be that even a sleeping person is chayiv in the mitzvah, and therefore you need to wake up a sleeping person. And then he quotes in brackets, Chacham echad pasak demutzu lahotzi adam shelshim in asukah daz pateru. There was a certain chacham who held that if there's a sleeping person on a wheelie bed in the sukkah, you can wheel him out because he's pater from the mitzvah now anyway, so you can just take him out of the sukkah and go into the sukkah yourself. If there's not enough room for the two of you, just wait till he sleeps and wheel him out. There was a chacham echad pasak that way, but the Rav says he thinks that that chacham missed the boat. Who was that chacham? Shlomo Zalman. Right, that was the sheet of Shlomo Zalman Arbach. Happens to be Shlomo Zalman's grandson actually wrote Harei Kedem. Harei Kedem was written by Rav Michal Shurkin officially, but really by Rav Michal Shurkin's son-in-law, Rav Michal gave him all his notes from the Rav Shiurim. The son-in-law never learned by the Rav, but the son-in-law is a grandson of Shlomo Zalman. He's supposedly an Eloi, tremendous, tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he wrote Harei Kedem. So the stomach, that's why he didn't identify the rabbi in question. He said the Chacham Echad, who he believes is incorrect. Yeah.
Why don't we compare a sleeping person to the way that the Gra would explain somebody who's not able to do the mitzvah? They're chayav, but they can't.
Yeah, it might be that he's honest. That it's like he's completely honest. It's beyond his control. Right. He said that's also a possibility. That's the pasha pshat probably in a sleeping person. Right. Not that they're kompater, but that honest rachman apache, that they're an honest. Yeah.
What does the Rambam want you to do at Amud HaShachar? He wants to wake up and go sleep in the sukkah. He wants to go back to sleep.
If you want to go back to sleep.
If you're going back to sleep.
Right, so that he views apparently as just like, because there's a halacha by a meal, you finish your meal, it's mitztayer to have to stop in the middle of whatever you're doing to go back into the sukkah. So you assume stopping in the middle is defined as Amud HaShachar, that they're benching would be the definition of the meal, And Amar Shachar would be the definition of nighttime sleep.
So then either you're done sleeping, in which case you wouldn't be going back to sleep in the sukkah, or you're still... Oh, so you must be holding like the... other
So, right. So Salvation wants to suggest that... So where does he get this idea that by sukkah that there's no... That even though by every other mitzvah someone is sleeping is misasik and therefore he's totally potter, by sukkah it's not so. So it's pashut, as far as pashut. That by sukkah there's a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. It's a key mitzvah of sleeping in the sukkah. So it has to be that it's an exception to the rule. That normally by mitzvahs, when you're sleeping, you're not included in the mitzvah. Over here, there's a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. So what's the alternative? What does the Chacham Echad hold? So he must hold that it's not a mitzvah to sleep in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah to go to sleep in the sukkah. Fall asleep in the sukkah. Whatever you do when you're awake. Similar to the discussion about Hamapil. Is the mitzvah to say a bracha right before you sleep? Well, I don't know if I'm going to fall asleep, so I can never say the bracha. Some people go with that svara. Others say, no, the mitzvah is to say the bracha when you go to sleep. And if you're not lucky enough to be able to fall asleep, so you still said the bracha when you were going to sleep, when you were trying to sleep. That's all you need to do. So that would seem to be the machlokas. What is the Shitas HaRambam over here in this whole sugya? Take a look at the Rambam, source number 16. Now that we know Tosfos, the Rush, the Gra, or the way we said it, the Mechaber, the Ramah, the Gra. So, what does the Rambam hold? Rambam, source number 16. Achila b'leil yom tov rishon b'sukkah, chova. Eating the first night of sukkah in the sukkah is a chiyuv. He didn't yet tell us what kind of chiyuv, so far very little. Afilu achal kezayis pas yatsi yidei chavasa. Kezayis is enough. Ooh, so there's our first indication. Kezayis is enough. What does that indicate to you? The Rambam holds separate mitzvah or same mitzvah? Separate mitzvah, like matzah, right? Why is it not muchrach that he holds a separate mitzvah? Because you have the Ran, right? The Ran we saw yesterday that says, no, maybe even kezayis holds it's the same mitzvah, it's just that kezayis on the first night is so chashuv, that's called keva. So it's not muchrach, but it's at least a slight indicator. Mikan ve'elech rishus, after that it's rishus. Ratza lechel suda soid besukkah ratza eino ochel kol shiva elaperos or kleyos chutz lesukkah ochel kedin achilas matzah bepesach. And if you don't want to eat, you could eat other things outside of the sukkah. I mean, if you don't want to eat bread, so eat. You could eat snacks and other kinds of foods outside of the sukkah, just like matzah and pesach, where you don't have to eat the rest of the 7 days. So, a couple of strange things about this Rambam. When the Rambam talks about the mitzvah of achilas matzah, the Rambam writes, mitzvah sasei min ha-Torah le'echol matzah b'leil chamisha asar. There's a mitzvah sasei midar reisa to eat matzah on the first night of Pesach. What does Rambam say over here? Achila b'leil yom tov rishon b'sukkah chova. When you're eating in the sukkah on the first night, that's a chiyuv. What about mitzvah sasei le'echol b'sukkah leil yom tov rishon? Why does he soften the lashon so much from hilchas Pesach till hilchas sukkah? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. If the mitzvah is really a separate mitzvah, it's an independent mitzvah, he's really mixing up two things. Because he throws it together with the mitzvah of Achila all the time. Right? He describes it in the same sentence as the mitzvah of Achila throughout the rest of Yantif. The fact that he puts it all in the same sentence seems to, it's not a question so much, but it seems to indicate that there's a stronger connection. Okay, that's not the strongest point. Question number three, I think, is a fairly strong point, and that is, Tesvav Tesvav teaches us what? That you need to eat on the first night of Sukkot, and that after that, Ibai Achli Ibai Lo Achil. What's the primary Chiddush of that Kseir Shav? There are two halves to that sentence. That you need to eat the first night and that you don't need to eat all the other days. Those are two separate things. Which is the primary chiddush of the Gzeirah Shavah Tesvav Tesvav? The chiyuv to eat the first night or the patur every other day? I would have said the chiyuv. Rambam says, Achil Gzeirah Yom Tov Rishon B'Sukkah Chava, Mikan Ve'elech Rishus, he goes on the Sol Chad Gadya about how Mikan Ve'elech Rishus, what you could do, because it's like Achilas Matzah B'Pesach that you don't need to do after that. He seems to associate the connection to Pesach with the rest of Yantif more than he does with the beginning of Yantif. If I was writing this halacha, I would have said Achilas Yom Tov Rishon B'Sukkah Chova because of Pesach, and the rest of the days is Rosh Hashanah. He seems to link the connection to Pesach with the Rosh Hashanah part, not with the Chovah part, which is a little bit strange. So, a friend of mine who lives in Boca Raton, Florida, is a Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Josh Flug, found on YU Torah, wrote a piece on this. I was looking up different shiurim on this topic, so he has an addendum that was a PDF on the side of one of the pages on YU Torah, so I just copied and pasted it in your Marmokomos. So what he essentially says is as follows. He has the following Mahalik, which is completely against Rav Soloveitchik's Mahalik, which we'll see in a second. But he suggests is as follows. That he suggests that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of the first night is not a new mitzvah. It's not a new mitzvah learned out from Pesach. The mitzvah of the first night is just an extension of the rest of the days of Sukkot. It's just that it's a chiyuv as opposed to a rishus. It's a chelik from the regular mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah. The Rambam holds like that sad in the chakira. And therefore, now what are we going to do about the kazayas? Okay, so you'll answer it up like the Ran. The kazayas, you'll answer up like the Ran. Right? But therefore, he says, we can answer all the other problems. That's why the Rambam quotes this in the context of the halacha of yeshiva b'sukkah. When he's talking about the regular mitzvah of yeshiva b'sukkah, in that same halacha, he quotes this halacha because this is just an extension of that halacha of yeshiva b'sukkah. That's why he doesn't say mitzvah saseh with the same strength as the mitzvah of matzah, because it's not the same as the mitzvah of matzah. This is part of the mitzvah of besukas teshvu. It's a totally different mitzvah. It's than the mitzvah of matzah, meaning it's the same mitzvah as besukas teshvu. So he's not going to say mitzvah saseh lechol on the laila rishon shel sukkas, because it's not a separate mitzvah saseh to eat on the first night of sukkas. It's the same mitzvah to say that you have throughout all the rest of the sukkahs. It's just that on the first night, you have a chiyuv to do it as opposed to a rishus to do it. He says that's why perhaps the Rambam emphasizes the rest of the days of Yontif. Because that's really the primary element of the Gzeres HaKasav. Meaning, had you not had this Gzeres HaKasav, you would have said, maybe you would have understood Teshuva came to Duru, like Reb Lazar understood Teshuva came to Duru. That you got to sit in sukkah and eat 14 meals in the sukkah. Tesvav tells you that Reb Lazar is incorrect. Tesvav tells you that the kind of teshuva kein tadur you have is like Pesach. Meaning, he fancies it. He makes it a little fancier. He says like this: there are two ways to understand why the Chachamim reject Reb Lazar's shita. Reb Lazar says teshuva kein tadur, you have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. Why do the Chachamim disagree with that? So one way of understanding it is that the Chacham hold, the definition of Teshuva Kein Tadiru is not Yudal Tzu'udos. The definition of Teshuva Kein Tadiru, and this is Pasha Pshat in the Gemara, is you eat whenever you want in your house. You eat whenever you want in the sukkah. That's the Pasha Pshat. Or you could say, no. The Chacham agreed Teshuva Kein Tadiru should have meant that you're chayav to do in sukkah whatever you would normally do in your house. It should have meant 14 meals. Elamai, we have a drasha of Chamisha Asar, Chamisha Asar. And Chamisha Asar tells me that the mitzvah of Besukas Teshuva Shivas Yamim is patterned after the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And just like by the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, the Chiyuv is only the first night and after that it's Rishus, so to Besukas Teshuva, the Chiyuv is only the first night and after that is Rishus. Meaning that Chamisha Asar is not coming to tell me that there's an exception on the first night, that the first night is different. Chamisha Asar is coming to tell me two things: that the first night there's a chiyuv, and that the rest of the yantif there's a rishos, and that the rest of the yantif you're not chayiv. I mean, the way we read the Gemara originally was that the Chacham held Teshuva Kein Tadiru alone would teach me I can eat whenever I want in the sukkah and not eat whenever I don't want to eat in the sukkah. Totally my choice. Chamisha Asar tells me, no, the first night you got to eat in the sukkah. But it could be that the Chacham said, you know what, Reb Lazar, you're right. Teshuva Kein Tadiru should really teach me I have to eat 14 meals in the sukkah. Chamisha Asar tells me, no, you can knock out 13 of those meals if you want, but the first one you keep. First one you still got to eat in the sukkah. Which means that the primary chiddush of Chamisha Asar is on the other 13. It's It's not on the first night. So he says, maybe that's why the Rambam, and that would explain the Rambam very nicely. Maybe that would be why the Rambam puts the connection to Pesach all the way at the end after he explains the other 13 meals. That's how Rabbi Josh Flug wanted to explain the Rambam. Now, just as I mentioned before, Rav Soloveitchik clearly doesn't hold that way. Rav Soloveitchik in Harei Kedem, Kuf Yud Dalet, Os Aleph, and for some reason I haven't looked at the Rishum HaShiurim at all. I don't know, I have to check in my house, see if I even have it. I must have it, but I haven't looked at it. But there's enough good stuff in Harei Kedem from Rav Soloveitchik, keeps us going a little bit. But Rav Soloveitchik clearly didn't understand the Rambam, because he says like this. He says there's a stira in the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah to eat in the sukkah on the first night is a mitzvah to eat a kezayis, right? You have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah. Tur holds, let's start with Tur. Tur says you have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah on the first night, and even though normally the shir is kibetza, the first night is different. First night, there's a chiv to eat a kezayis, and the Tur says, therefore, if you want to eat more than a kezayis outside of the sukkah, that's usr on the first night. Meaning, any other day of sukkah, I want to eat more than kezayis, less than a kibetz outside of the sukkah, fine. I want to eat a half a bagel, a quarter of a bagel, let's say, outside of the sukkah, no problem. The rest of the yantif. On the first night, says the Torah, since the mitzvah is a kezayis, so it's usher to eat more than kezayis outside of the sukkah. Makes sense. Rambam holds, you have to eat a kezayis in the sukkah on the first night. If you want to eat a quarter of a bagel outside of the sukkah on the first night, you could do that too. Just make sure you get a kezayis in the sukkah. You could eat yoser mi kezayis outside of the sukkah. What's pshat? Why does the Rambam say, how could there be two different kedarim? So Rav Soloveitchik thought it's pashut. The Tur holds that the mitzvah of sukkah on the first night is the same mitzvah as applies for the rest of yantif. The isra of achila outside of the sukkah is definitely unrelated to Pesach. An iser to eat outside of the sukkah is part of the mitzvah of the sukkah's teshvu. So the Torah happens to hold that the mitzvah of eating on the first night, even though he holds shiro b'kezayis, but he holds like the Ran's shiro b'kezayis, that it's just because that's what defines keva. So he says, the first night you eat a kezayis in the sukkah, that's a kiyum of, not matzah, a matzah type mitzvah, that's a kiyum of b'sukkah's teshvu. So the mitzvah of Besukas Teshuva was defined by Kezayis on the first night. Kezayis is the new kibetza for the first night of Sukkot. That's how the Torah understands it. Mimela, if you're eating more than a Kezayis outside of the Sukkah, no good. Because that's like eating more than a kibetza outside of the Sukkah. The Torah says it's an extension of the regular mitzvah of Besukas Teshuva. The Rambam, however, understands, says the Rav, that the mitzvah is a different mitzvah. It's not an extension of Besukas Teshuva. The mitzvah to eat in the sukkah is Shiur B'Kezayis. Why is it Shiur B'Kezayis? Because the same thing the Rama said. Same thing that the Rush said. There's no Petur Mitztayer. It's not the regular mitzvah of Besukas Teshuva. This is a mitzvah. Tesvav, a separate mitzvah. Why am I allowed to eat more than a Kezayis outside of the sukkah? Because that's a Besukas Teshuva din. The halacha of Besukas Teshuva was that you're allowed to eat up until the kibetza, outside of the sukkah. So the Rambam will be holding it's a separate mitzvah, exactly opposite of what Rabbi Josh Flug wanted to be medayik from the formulation of the Rambam. Yeah?
The Torah says that more than
kezayis
is forbidden outside?
The Torah says that more than kezayis is forbidden outside, right. Now what's the Rav going to do with all of Josh Flug's kashas? So, I mean, truth is, none of them are too earth-shattering. In terms of why would the Rambam throw in the connection to Pesach at the end, because the comparison ends when you finish with the comparison. Meaning, it's not that it's telling me primarily that the comparison is about the other days. The comparison is about both. Comparison is about chayiv on the first night, patur on the rest of the days. It makes the most sense to throw that in there once you finish saying the halacha. So you say what the halacha is, and you say, oh, and this is derived from matzah. It would be awkward to put it in the middle. If it was the other way, it would be a diuk. know what I'm saying? Like the Rambam would say, on the first night you got to eat in sukkah, just like matzah. The rest of the nights you don't have to eat in sukkah. If you don't want, you don't have to eat. And then he doesn't mention matzah, and he put matzah in the middle. That would be a deal. God, that would show that it's dafka about the first night. But the fact that he puts it at the end is just because it parallels Pesach from beginning to end. It happens to parallel, the halacha happens to parallel Pesach the entire way through. So it's probably not the, probably not something that bothered Rav Soloveitchik very much. Why does he put this in the halacha about yeshiva basukkah? Because the Gemara does. The Gemara says it that way. He's just quoting the Gemara. Right, doesn't it? I think Mark says Laila Rishon Ibayachli by Laila Rishon Chava, Mikan Velach, Ibayachli by Loach, same line of Gemara. So the Ram puts it in the same sentence. It's not, so you could say that all those diukim weren't exactly the biggest caches in the world. So after all the dust settles, we're pretty comfortable with what the halacha is on the first night of Sukkot. Right? We know what the Mechaber says, we know what the Ramah says, we know what the Gra says, and we know how to be Machmir for all three Shittos. Good. So where did this idea of waiting come in? Why would you have to wait? So, Mishnah Brura quotes from Achronim, Rishonim really, quoted from the Maril, that you should wait until midnight. Because ideally you want to be in the sukkah when you're eating for the first time. But again, why not do the following? Why not eat and then wait until midnight? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do you have to not eat until midnight? If right now it's raining, and I went and I ate a kazayas in the sukkah, so I was ready to yotzi shita sramah. According to the Mechaber and the Gra, is there any isser of eating inside when it's raining outside? No isser that we know of. What's wrong with it? According to the Mechaber, I'm totally pater. According to the Gra, I'm chayiv, but I don't have the ability to do it, so there's no isser of eating inside. So what am I waiting for? Why would you wait? So some of the Achronim, I forget who, maybe the Mishnah Berurah even says this, they say that the reason we wait is actually a very shvacha reason. I think somewhat of a shvacha reason. That the reason we wait is that the bracha of Shechianu that you say on the first night of Sukkot is supposed to go on the sukkah also, not only on the yom. So if you're not in the sukkah, the Shechianu that you say a kiddush is only going to go on the yom, and it will turn out that you never made a Shechianu on the sukkah. And you wouldn't want to do it, Safi Brachas, whatever, you wouldn't want to make Shechianu later on the sukkah. So the whole reason we do it is because we don't want you to make Kiddush outside of the sukkah, because it's a Shechianu problem. So that's why you wait. Think for a second. What do you do when it's raining? What do we say the halach is? You go in the sukkah, you make Kiddush in the sukkah, say the Shechianu in the sukkah, have Kazayis in the sukkah, so you said the Shechianu in the sukkah. Maybe. According to the Gra, you didn't. Because according to the Gra, it wasn't a sukkah. So you never said Shechianu in the sukkah. So it's because of that Shitas HaGra that we wait in the first place in order to be able to put the Shechianu together with the sukkah. Rabbi Bolzan pointed out, if that's the reason, buy a new suit and wear it later for the first time and go into the sukkah. You make a Shechianu then. You know, eat a star fruit if you haven't had one 2 weeks earlier, whatever. You know, there should be enough bad tasting fruit left over from Rosh Hashanah that you should be able to go and have a new one in the sukkah to make a Shechianu on. You're just worried about saying a Shechianu, you'll say a Shechianu and you'll, what's the big deal? So to that end, Rabbi Willig used to advise not to wait. He would say, and Mishnah Berurah alludes to this. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shari Tshuva. Mishnah Berurah says, look, you have children and you have a family that's waiting and everyone wants to eat. There's nothing that, and the Lashon of the Shari Tshuva is that there's nothing that ruins Simchas Yantif quite like making everyone wait 2-3 hours before they start their meal on the first night of Sukkot. And if you've ever been in that situation where either you were the frum guy who was making everyone wait or there was someone who decided to make everyone wait, you'll know that there's nothing that quite ruins Simchas Yantiv and Shalom Bayis quite like that, making everyone sit around for 2 hours to wait to begin the meal. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shari Tshuva, though he doesn't seem to agree with it, that you don't have to wait at all. Rabbi Willig does agree with that Shari Tshuva, that there's no reason to wait at all. What I tell my Baal Batim is that if you accept Rabbi Willig's kula over here, you have to accept his chumra about waiting, about being choshish for the gra. That if it's raining all night and then you wake up at 2 in the morning to be choshish for the gra, and it's not raining to be choshish for the gra to go back out in the sukkah. You wanna accept his kulis, you gotta accept his kulis. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to go out at 2 in the morning if it just stopped raining at 2 in the morning. But according to the Mishnah Berurah, you do have to wait 2 hours. An hour or two, he says. An hour or two. Before you, the Gra was very machmir. The Gra himself was very machmir about waiting. In Maisa Rav, it says Laila Rishal Sukkos, you need to eat, even if it's raining. But he says Im Yordim Gishamim Tzarich LaHamtin B'Sudaso Atchasa Kosher Lechol B'Sukkah Va'Aser Lisham Kola Laila Shema Yeisru Ilachila. Whoa! Can't go to sleep all night on the first night of Sukkos. Waiting, you have to sit there waiting. Maybe the rain's going to stop. Weather forecast says it's going to rain for 3 days straight. You sit there waiting. It might stop. Unbelievable chumrah of the Gra, no? That's what the Gra, personally, that's what the Gra held. Okay, now, one last issue relating to the sugya that perhaps demands a little more time, but we'll do what we could do. First sign of sugya is it's raining. You go out, you eat a kazayas. Then you eat another kazayas in the rain. Are you a hedyot? Are you nikra hedyot if you eat a second kazayas in the rain? I mean, how do we understand exactly this mitzvah on the first night? So again, you're eating kazayas in the rain. Why? Because you're choshish for the shita of the Ramah. Shita of the Ramah is that the mitzvah is not the same mitzvah as the rest of the yontif. It's a new mitzvah of achilas kazayas, and that mitzvah is patterned after the mitzvah of achilas matzah b'pesach. When you eat a second kazayas of matzah b'pesach, what's the nature of that mitzvah? Is that a mitzvah? Is it considered as if you're yotzei some sort of chiyuv of matzah and pesach? So there is a sheet of the Netziv. The Netziv in the psicha to his Haggadah Shel Pesach is mechadesh. And this I got from an essay I found that my brother wrote 11 years ago. I just found it in one of my sfarim. So he faxed it to me 11 years ago. Looks nice. Still good. So the sheet of the Netziv in his Haggadah to... Yud Gimel Tishrei Tavshin Samach. Okay, anyway, the Sheet of the Netziv that you have to... the Sheet of the Netziv is as follows. That any matzah that you eat on the first night is considered a kiyum of Berev Tochel Matzos. Now this is different than the Sheet of the Gra that we always talk about with matzah. The Sheet of the Gra that we always talk about with matzah is any matzah you eat throughout the Pesach is all kiyum of Achilles Matzah. The Netziv holds this is part of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. This is part of the mitzvah of the Laila Rishon, that special mitzvah, that chiyuv of the first night can be expanded by the more matzah that you eat. It's not just the kiyum mitzvah that you choose to eat more. It's that special first night chiyuv gets expanded when you choose to eat more matzah on the first night. That's the shita of the Netziv. Where in the world did the Netziv get this idea from? So you got it from the following. There's a Gemara in Pesachim Deflamet Vav that quotes a stira. If you're allowed to eat matzah ashira on Pesach, if you're allowed to eat matzah that's made with fruit juice and flavors or whatever, chocolate dipped matzahs on Pesach. And the Gemara answers, it's a stira, habi yom tov rishon, habi yom tov sheni. First day, you can't eat matzah ashira. After that, eat matzah ashira. Frek the Netziv, the Gemara should have said better. Habi kezayis rishon, habi kezayis sheni. That it's the first kezayis that you're not allowed to eat matzah ashira, because that's your mitzvah. After that, it's not your mitzvah of Laila Rishon anymore. So you should be able to eat matzah ashira. So it says in the Netziv, oh, what do you see? That the Gemara holds, no, the Laila Rishon, everything you eat the first night, all the matzah you eat the first night is all part of Berev Tochel Matzos. It's all part of that special mitzvah on the first night. The Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchos Pesach, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank points out in the Mikra Kodesh Siman Mem Ches, Rambam in Hilchos Chametz Matzah Perek Vav Alacha Aleph writes, Mitzvah Sasei Min HaTorah Lechol Matzah B'Lel Tezvav U'mishachol Kesayis Yotzo Yidei Chavaso. What should the Rambam have written? If you're writing that Alacha and you know how to speak Hebrew, what do you say? Mitzvah Sasei Lechol Kesayis Matzah B'Lel Tezvav. What does he say? Mitzvah sasei lechol matzah b'lel tezvav. Once you ate a kazayis, you're already yotzei. What's he telling you? Says Tzvi Pesach Frank. He's telling you what the Netziv holds. That so long as you eat matzah b'lel tezvav, you're being mekayim berev tochel matzos. If you ate a kazayis, you're not chayiv to go eat more, but every bit more that you eat is part of a kiyum of that chiyuv of berev tochel matzos. So Mela turns out, if you're going to learn tezvav, every additional bit that you eat, even as a mitzta'er in the sukkah, it is added on. If you hold that it's a new mitzvah patterned after matzah, it's added on. It's ki'ilu, it's part of that first kezayis. So the more you eat in the sukkah, it's not nikra hadyot. It would be considered part of that first kezayis if you hold like the nitziv. Okay, there's a little more to say, but we'll stop here. We're out of time. For those who have time to stick around for 10 minutes halacha, you're welcome to stay.